And now the invitation is to get nice and comfy. We're going to do a little bit more of a journey. So really sort of get to a place wherever you're sitting where you know you're going to feel comfy and you can drop down and you can allow a bit of a more of a adventure. Keeping that feeling that the frankincense gave you of expansion into other realms that are all still part of us, part of this beautiful, enormous psyche. Really, the collective unconscious is the gift that Jung gave us. It was where he split up from Freud because he believed that the collective unconscious was a important organ of the psyche that would be continuously part of us rather than Freud's idea that the unconscious was like a cellar of bad things that we had to get through and then we'd be cleared of it. So really retain that feeling of of expansion into an other realms that are part of you, but less often. Well, that's why people take psychedelics, because they want to access these parts of themselves that hold some of the answers. So remember to breathe and feel yourself nice and anchored on the ground wherever you are. We're all in different places, and that earth is holding you. Those ancestors of place, the bones are in those the earth wherever you are, even if it's nothing to do with where your ancestors came from. You're still living, sleeping, eating, tending your lives on some land somewhere. So just feel that land and how that land has welcomed you and how it holds you as you go about your daily life. Really anchor in, but staying aware of this expanded sense of psyche. Then the invitation is to see a beautiful golden pathway. So this pathway is in your imaginal realm, and this pathway symbolizes your mother line. And we're not interested in your mum and your grandmother and your great grandmother at the moment. We're looking at the line as a channel that is created by the mitochondrial DNA, which is round, and that all of the members of your mother clan, so your mother and her brothers and sisters, you and your brothers and sisters, your great grandmother and her brothers and sisters, your great grandmother and her brothers and sisters, going onwards for thousands of years, resonate at exactly the same level with the mitochondrial DNA, which is like a channel for soul. In Nordic mythology, they call this the Hemingja. So visualize that beautiful channel or pathway. It's golden or orange, like if you've seen the film Coco, the marigolds. And they did 10 years of research for that film to get it right. The marigolds are the way that create this path of light between us and our ancestors. So really see that path. And you're in this living body with this path that's gone before you, and you're looking at that path because you're going to venture up it. And it's a channel, as I said, it's a channel of vibrant energy. And some of our mother lines are wounded, many of them because of generations of patriarchy. The feminine aspect of the psyche is the doorkeeper to embodied ancestry. Maternal inheritance is your clan. So, I invite you to take a walk along that channel or that path, just feeling, nothing to do, nothing to change, just allowing yourself to bring awareness in the collective unconscious, this pathway of all those humans that went before you, that because they went before you mean that you are here and that resonate like a tuning fork with every cell of your body. The mitochondrial DNA, the energy center of your body, resonates with every single member of your clan. Chaco Canyon, they've realized that the burial grounds in Chaco Canyon were they were based on maternal inheritance. People in each of the burial ground are linked together through mitochondrial DNA. The ancients knew it, even though they didn't know it biologically. Many, many tribes on this earth still have some form of maternal inheritance. Remember to breathe. And as you feel your way along this channel, at some point, a landscape is going to open up. And it's a landscape in your imaginal realm. Don't force it, just allow it. Notice it. Some form of opening onto a landscape. And it might be a landscape you can just feel, an opening, a space. Or it might be a landscape that actually has a landscape to it that you can recognize. There's no wrong or right. We just need a space to open up. And as that space opens up, you start to look around. If you can only feel it, then just feel your way around. Because there's someone waiting for you in that space. It's a healthy guide from your ancestral clan, someone who is waiting from the collective unconscious and has been waiting for probably many years to work with you to clear your mother line. Remember to breathe. And again, you may just feel the presence of a guide, or you may see someone actually show themselves. There's no wrong or right. Don't force anything, just allow. Sometimes you may just feel like a connection in the heart, and that's enough. Tune into that connection, whether you can see a person or not. So, someone in your lineage is aware of the need for healing. Someone in your lineage is turning up as a guide, knowing that you are, in some form or another, a potential shaman of your line. Someone in your lineage is turning up to do the work the other side of the veil that you will do this side of the veil. Someone in your lineage is aware of the need to clear the channel. Someone in your lineage is aware that this is an ecological act. Remember to breathe. And as you tune into this energy or this person, this presence, ask him or her what healing work is needed for this lineage to be healed. Remember to breathe. And just allow. Maybe it's very clear what the guide is going to say, or maybe it's just a feeling. What healing work is needed for this lineage to be healed. You may feel the energy moving. Maybe that is the message. Sometimes you might just feel some kind of activation or energy. Again, there's no wrong or right. This is your lineage, your clan, your story. Remember to breathe. And then you can ask the presence or the person, the guide. Is there anything I need to know about my lineage? And just release and allow. Ask the presence or the guide, are there any ways in which I'm attached unhealthily to patterns, beliefs, emotional beliefs, or patterns of this lineage? And finally, you're going to ask, what is the gift or the blessing of this lineage, of this story of this lineage, of the energy of this lineage? Even if there's a lot of clearing that's going to be needed and healing, there's a gift in the resilience of your people. There's a gift in the fact that you are here on the shoulders of your clan. Because they survived. So just ask and notice, what is the gift or the blessing of this lineage? What is it that I'm going to bring to the world from this beautiful channel of unique soul that is mine, that's in my DNA, that is my connection to the collective? That is my story and my people. What is the gift that once this channel is healed will be mine to share with the world? Remember to breathe. And before you leave each other, the presence or the person, the guide, the energy, whatever form your guide has come, she or he gives you something that will be a key in your ancestral healing journey. he or she is gonna hand you something very important, a key. And so just allow, don't force it, don't expect anything, just open like the vessel to receive whatever it is that is yours to take forward on this healing ancestral journey. Remember to breathe. And then lastly, you're just going to ask, what is a way when I go about my day after this class, after this journey, after this connection, to honor this connection with my ancestral clan by an offering? What offering would be suitable to honor this beautiful connection, my connection with the collective unconscious? Remember to breathe. And when you're ready in your own time, you're going to make your way back along that channel, that beautiful marigold colored channel, thanking the marigold that has been used since the Aztecs for ancestral work, for honoring the tribe, the clan, the ancestors, and has made its way all over the world with the same message. Used now in India, the rituals at the Assi Ghat where they burn the dead. This plant has been used for thousands of years, and today it helped you. So honor it as you make your way back along that beautiful orange yellow channel or path that is always there between you and those that went before you, between you and your clan. Between you and your story, many of the emotions and the patterns and the challenges that you have in your life today are things that have come through but haven't yet been resolved. And your job is to resolve them. That's the work of humans in the world today. We can't go forward into a newer, better world if we haven't cleaned up what is behind us. So really feel the energy of the guide and the key that she or he gave you, and bring it home, home to today, home to the material world, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, knowing that all this, this beautiful connection with the spiritual realms, with the collective unconscious, is always available. Marion Woodman says, an hour a day on the unconscious is what we need as part of our hygiene. Remember to breathe. Slowly make your way back.